You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Welcome to The Hockey Show. My name is Roy Bellamy. Over here is David Drucker of The Hockey News, and over here is Chris Cody. He is joining us before our quote-unquote production meeting that we should never talk about ever.
Wow. Talk about the production meeting.
We don't talk about the production meeting. No.
Inside Levitard Show.
Inside behind the curtain. Or inside behind the curtain.
Yeah.
I have shaved my face. He has trimmed his beard. I don't know what Chris did.
I actually, my neck is really hairy right now. I haven't shaved.
Yeah, you got to trim that thing.
It's playoff time. Why are you shaving? Time. What are we doing?
Playoff beards.
Oh, so you're saying you're shaved and we now shaved you won't shave again.
You start from a certain point. Okay. So Roy is starting from baby face, and this is as low as I'll go these days.
Well, the playoffs don't start till Saturday, so I will do mine Saturday morning.
All right, Saturday morning.
Yeah. So what is
while
this,
you clean
though?
Up your new office.
Yeah.
Is this a Panthers thing? Are we going to shave if the Panthers get eliminated, or is this a playoff thing? We're just rolling until it's over.
Oh, we're shaving if the Panthers get eliminated, which I doubt will happen.
Oh, there we go.
So speaking you're of hedging
which,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I'm hedging my bet. Speaking of which, they're playing the Tampa Bay Lightning. So on paper, the Panthers should absolutely crush this team. But we don't play the sport on paper.
We play
it on frozen water.
We do.
But I do have the Panthers winning in five. What say you?
Yes, I also have the Panthers winning. I think I'm going to go six just because it's a tight.
Because you're a coward.
Yes, because I'm a huge coward. No, I think it's going to be a tighter series. I think Vasilevsky steals at least one game for Tampa, you have to think. And, I think they're going to beat each other up a little bit. But ultimately, as Roy said, on paper and on ice, I think the Panthers are the better team.
I'm more of a coward than you. I'm going seven. I'm scared of 88. I agree that. All the other guys, like, they don't seem to be the same, Tampa. They've lost some guys. Well,
they're not as deep these days.
Like, right.
They've got Kucherov and Point and Stamkos. They've got those guys.
But after that.
Yeah.
Especially defensively.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, their defensive core is pretty. I mean, they've got Victor Hedman at the top. But, I mean, other than that, there's a pretty stark drop off.
If Bob can be Bob, we should be fine.
But, I think Bob will be Bob.
It's just puck luck. And I've been hearing that a lot. I've been listening to some hockey podcasts. Puck That's luck. A big thing that people say that in the playoffs.
It's a game of bounces.
That it's just like hockey's one of the most random sports in the playoffs. And like a team can just get a bunch of puck luck and all of a sudden they're making the final.
Yeah. You've got the verbiage down.
And I'm in. Yeah. Look at me. I'm a hockey guy.
You all in?
I'm a puck boy.
Well, welcome. The other series in the division is Boston versus Toronto. They get paired up again. I got the Bruins in six. What about you, Dave?
I'm taking Boston in seven, and I may be throwing a bone. I just feel like Toronto, it always comes down for me to the goaltending. They don't have that scary element in the crease, whereas Boston, they've got Linus Ullmark, and they've got Jeremy Swayman, and they're also Boston, who's a very good team. I'm looking forward to just the Boston-Toronto rematch playoff series. Like, they've always had some good series against each other. I always think back to that one in, 2011, 12, 13, whenever it was, where Boston, the comeback in game seven in Boston, where Toronto was up 3-0 in the third period. I'm sorry, James Reimer.
I'm not.
This is a series I'm excited for, and then the winner of this series will play the winner of the Panthers Lightning series.
I love this series too. I'm going with the Maple Leafs because I think that the Bruins are kind of where the Lightning are.
Hmm.
They have Pastrnak, they have Marchand, but after that, I think they've lost some guys and they're not the same. Their goalie situation is obviously good, but I just think that. With Marner and Matthews, I just think that Toronto, I don't think they'll get past the Panthers, but I think Toronto can get past Boston. Boston's just like after last year losing to the Panthers in that set, there's just bad vibes around Boston right now.
I think you can go from Ullmark to Swayman pretty easily in this series, and the goaltending is, I think, vastly better than the Maple Leafs.
No, the Maple Leafs defense is shit. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think hockey will be weird, and I could see Toronto getting this.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
In the Metropolitan Division, we got the Rangers and the Capitals. The Capitals snuck in at the last minute. I mean, it came down to the second to last game. I got the Rangers sweeping the Capitals. Sorry, Ovi. What about you, Dave?
Yeah, I guess this is where my cowardice comes in because I have the Rangers in five. The Capitals, they give up a ton of goals. They're not super sure and defensively. Obviously, you've got Alex Ovechkin, you've got TJ Oshie, you've got some skill over there. But look, this Rangers team is a powerhouse. They really figured it out defensively the second half of the season. I'm a big Shesterkin fan. Artemi Panarin, he's going to get some Hart Trophy votes. So yeah, Rangers in five, maybe in four.
We get home ice if the Rangers get eliminated, right?
The Panthers do get home ice.
Obviously they have no shot, but I'm rooting for the Capitals. Can I say that?
It
feels like Rangers in five. I'm with David on this.
Yeah, if the series goes deep, it'll be nice, but I think if we're going to get the Rangers knocked out for the Panthers, it probably would be in the second round.
Yeah.
We got Carolina and the New York Islanders. I think, I went back and forth on this one, whether 5 or 6 for Carolina, but I decided to go 5 for the Hurricanes in this one. I think the Islanders are a better team than what I'm taking it for, but the Hurricanes are just that much better.
I've watched probably of all the East teams this year, the Hurricanes the least. Outside of when I've watched the Panthers games when they played, but I don't feel very familiar of all the teams in the East with Carolina this year, but they scare the shit out of me more than anyone.
Well, I just can't.
Even though I've seen the least of them, I'm like more afraid of them than I am of the Rangers.
Well, I just can't cheer or root or even like a team that has a Tony DeAngelo on its roster.
Are they the worst matchup for the Panthers in the East?
It's probably the Rangers.
Probably the Rangers.
Really? Yeah. I feel like we've
last year was them, but this year is the Rangers.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking back to last year. Like I said, I haven't watched them a lot this year.
Yeah. What about you, Dave?
I'm going to go ahead and take Carolina in 6 just because I agree with Roy that the Islanders are better this year than maybe some people give them credit for. Bo Horvat's playing well, Brock Nelson, Kyle Palmieri, and then obviously they've got Sorokin in goal. So yeah, I'll give them a couple of games.
All right, let's go to the Western Conference. We start in the...
Much more exciting, by the way. I think the matchups in the West are much more exciting.
Yeah, yeah. In the Central, we got the Stars and the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights are lucky that they even made the playoffs. and the Dallas Stars seems like they're pretty much the powerhouse in the West. I think I got the Stars sweeping the Golden Knights. I'm ducking and dodging fruit on that one, I bet.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But you know what? I went back and forth the same way. Vegas is tough because you can see them waking up in the playoffs. They've got, you know, Jack Eichel, everybody's coming back, getting healthy, so you can see that happening. But I'm kind of with you the way everybody's playing right now and the way Dallas has been rolling lately. I got Dallas in 5.
I took a flyer, a futures bet, 2 of them in the West. I went with the Dallas Stars and I went with the Winnipeg Jets. Jets, I get the best odds on. That's the only reason why I did that. But Dallas, so that just tells you, I think Dallas is going to win this series. They actually would play in the second round, kind of a dumb thing by me, because my two teams that I picked are going to play in the second round.
They're in the same
division, then at least one of them will get to the East-West final.
Yeah,
like
you're guaranteed the final.
If Winnipeg can get past, who they got to play in the first
Colorado.
Round?
They got to play Colorado.
I saw on some podcast somebody was like, they could be good against them. That's the only reason I took Winnipeg. Guy on a podcast said see a deep series there.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I went with Winnipeg and I went with Dallas. So I'm taking Dallas in the first round.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to that matchup next. That's the Jets and the Avalanche.
Tell me I have a chance.
You have a chance. Okay. You do have a chance. I think the Avalanche are going to win in 7. Okay. I think that's
if I can get to a game 7, that'll be a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
No, I'm on Team Chris with this one. I've got Winnipeg and I've got Winnipeg in 6.
Good.
Winnipeg has been playing some amazing hockey. They figured it back out. They
had best goaltending in the league.
Definitely the best.
That's why I took
Connor
him.
Hellebuyck is going to win the Vezina.
He's a hell of a goalie.
Helly is a hell of a goalie. Look at Chris.
Yeah.
But no, I'm excited for this series. I think Colorado has kind of hit a couple of bumps late, and Winnipeg, I think people are sleeping on the Jets. And look, it doesn't feel right to say that because you know the football Jets and everything, but
Winnipeg.
Yeah, Winnipeg.
The former Thrashers. It's probably the closest matchup we got in these playoffs.
It should be good. If Colorado's goaltending holds up, it could definitely go 7. It's just Georgiev he's given up 4 goals, I think, 8 or 9 times this year. It's eesh. But it's good for the rest of the West because Colorado's such a powerhouse that they should have a little bit of a weakness.
In the Pacific Division, we got the Canucks and the wild card Predators.
This is the easiest.
The Canucks are back.
Isn't this the easiest series of the whole playoffs?
I don't know because you got
Rangers Capitals. Yeah.
I
don't know, man.
Ovechkin though, I have more faith in.
Yeah. I mean, he's playoff tested, but yeah. I mean,
who
the rest
Predators
of the team,
have?
Who do the Predators have? Lindholm. Lindholm's on that team.
Yeah, Ryan O'Reilly, Philip Forsberg had a ridiculous season.
Oh yeah, Philip Forsberg. Yeah.
I mean, Roman Josi was spectacular.
There are so many
second half.
There are so many Forsbergs.
The too many Forsbergs?
It's like Smith in hockey.
There's one in Ottawa as well.
Didn't the Avalanche have one at their peak when they played the Panthers in the
90s? Peter Forsberg. Yeah.
He was maybe the best Forsberg.
There you go.
Yeah, so I got Vancouver in 6. I think Nashville might steal 2.
I am not surprised by that.
Yeah, they might steal 2, I think. Yeah. Vancouver in 6.
Yeah, I think Nashville's going to steal 4, actually. I've got Nashville in 7.
Really?
I think the way Nashville played the second half of the season... been pretty scary. I think they're kind of built for a strong playoff team.
Is shocking.
That's
David
your upset.
Put it on the scroll.
That's my upset. I got Nashville in 7 over Vancouver, and I'm sorry, to all the rioters out there in Vancouver, forgive me, but I really like this Nashville team. I've liked them for a little while now, and I think they're going to get hot in the playoffs.
Wow. Okay. The other matchup is the Edmonton Oilers and the Los Angeles Kings. I got Edmonton in five. I mean, it's just – I mean, come on. It's the Edmonton Oilers. Like,
it's the Edmonton Oilers.
It's the Edmonton Oilers. Like, Anze Kopitar, I don't know if he's going to go past this season. I mean, he's going into more of the swan song in his career. So that might give the Kings a little bit more of a motivational thing there. But, I mean.
It didn't work for Boston last year.
That's different circumstances.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, well.
This could be a long series, though.
Do you think so?
Yeah, dude, the Canadian teams always make it interesting.
I guess
that's the David's point with the Canucks. Like, you know, it's not going to be easy.
Like, foot off the gas situation.
I agree with Chris. I have this series going seven. I've got Edmonton winning it in seven, but I think it's going to be a tight series. I think you've got the defensive-minded Kings that like to keep everything clamped down, and you've got the Oilers who like to go high-flying, obviously, with McDavid and Draisaitl and everything that they've got going on. But, yeah, I'm excited. I'm just walking over there. I'm so excited for the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Kings just have to avoid the power play, putting the Oilers on the power play.
Yeah,
because that's obviously.
I mean,
deadly.
That kind of going back to the Panther series, I think that's the key for Florida.
The Panthers are crazy because like they get the most penalties on them. They can they do the most penalties on the other team. Yeah. Like it's just there's going to be penalties with the Panthers. Kachuk's out there, guys.
I got Oilers in five. I just want to point out a stat before we go into our interview with Doug Plagans.
Oh, I can't wait
season.
To talk to Doug.
Yeah. Check this out now. When Alexander Barkov and Gustav Forsling were on the ice together during the season on 5-on-5, 450 minutes now.
Plus what?
They only allowed 9 goals this season.
Okay.
They didn't even get the double digits. They only allowed 9 goals while they were on the ice together during 5-on-5. That's ridiculous.
How many did they score? If they scored one.
Defensive. Yeah.
It's pretty impressive, though. I mean, Forsling, I don't think he's getting talked about enough this year for the year he put up. He led the league in plus-minus.
Yeah.
Is that that's 2 years in a row he's done that. Like, he's great, right?
He earned his extension.
Like, I just don't know. Like, is that a fluky thing? In basketball, that's kind of a fluky stat, plus-minus.
He earned his 8-year contract.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited about that. We got Kachuk forever. We got him forever. Looking good, boys.
Yeah, baby.
All right, coming up next, we have Florida Panthers Radio Network play-by-play announcer Doug Plagans to talk about this series against the Lightning. That's coming up next. All right, we're going to go in-depth on the Panthers-Lightning series coming up here in the first round with Florida Panthers Radio Network's play-by-play announcer Doug Plagans, who's joining us in the bowels of the practice facility right now. All right, so then they're doing practice. We're going to get started with this series on Sunday at 12:30. That's going to be on ESPN. Now, I'm looking at both of these rosters. There is a depth difference on both of these rosters. Florida is a lot deeper. They have better ratings, both offensively and defensively, better net rating. It seems on paper that the Panthers are going to blow right by the Tampa Bay Lightning. What say you, Doug?
Well, I think it's going to be a competitive series. No question about that. It always is when these two teams get together. But again, if we're looking at it, for example, comparing this to the last time the Panthers met the Lightning in a playoff series. Remember in 2022, the Panthers got to round two against Tampa Bay and the Lightning got the better of the Panthers in that one. Well, if we're comparing it to that, the last time the Panthers and the Lightning met in a playoff series, Paul Maurice wasn't the Panthers head coach. The Panthers play a great playoff-ready, playoff-tested defensive structure here at this point going into this playoff run. The last time these two teams met in a playoff series, Matthew Tkachuk wasn't a Panther yet. As a matter of fact, half of this current roster wasn't a Panther yet. This team, and Paul Maurice has said this, he likes the depth they've got. They're a deeper team at this point this season than they were at this point last season. And going into this playoff run, they've got a great core of NHL defensemen as well. They're extremely deep on the back end. And Sergei Bobrovsky took what was a Conn Smythe-worthy postseason a year ago and put it right into a great regular season this year. He's going to be a Vezina finalist. Right now, the Panthers have everything rolling that you would want going into a series like this against a rival. And the other thing, the intangibles. This Panthers team, they're hungry. They're battle-tested. quote unquote, they know what it takes. They saw that last year, how they need to play in the playoffs to be able to go on a deep run. This is a team that's hungry and ready to go. And again, they're just primed in every aspect of the game, I believe, going into this playoff run and this series against the Lightning.
The other thing about this is the differences between the two teams when they last played each other, at least tactically, aside from the roster changes, is the team before, the President's Trophy winning team, was more of a transition team. That's where they get mostly all the offense from. They were a very good forechecking team. This time around, they're a dump and chase team and a exceptional forechecking team. So how is that difference going to affect this series?
Well, the forecheck's the bread and butter for this Panthers team. They play a physical brand. They get in there. They get after you. The other thing with Tampa Bay, and I know the Panthers most worried about their game, and they're playing well going into the playoffs. They're on a four-game win streak there to close out the regular season, so everything's feeling good. And if you look at that last game against the Leafs, for, you know, as much as you can take things from a game 82 going into the playoffs, everybody saw what the Panthers did to Toronto in the specifically second, but second and third periods against the Leafs back in game 82. That right there is the blueprint to do what they did and flat out dominate a good Toronto team that was comfortable going into the second period up 2-0, and the Panthers totally turned that game on its head. That's what they're capable of doing, and that's what they're going to set out to do here in this series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The other thing, I think, if we're looking at it from the Tampa Bay side of things, and I know 2 years ago is 2 years ago, that was the last time these two teams met in a playoff series, but remember, the maybe the most valuable defensive player for Tampa Bay the last time these two teams played was Ryan McDonagh. He was an absolute beast in that series. He's no longer a member of the Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't think the Lightning have the depth maybe on the back end that they had during their cup runs. Now, John Cooper, under him, they're as well coached as anybody out there is, and he's gotten a lot out of this group, and they've had some guys step up, and Julien Brisebois, their GM, has done a good job finding some guys, whether it be throughout the season within the system, Matt Dumba leading into the trade deadline. So they've done a good job shoring up their depth, but I think the Panthers can get to this group of defensemen over on the Tampa Bay side. Again, the last time these two teams met in a series, and if we're comparing it to the last time Tampa Bay went to a cup final, I don't think they have quite the same depth on the back end. And if the Panthers can play the game they played, specifically looking at period number two in game 82 there against Toronto, getting in on that forecheck and really not giving those defensemen any time to think about a breakout pass or anything like that, I think the Panthers can get things going the way they want to and really set the tone come game one.
Now, Doug, we all know how things went last year, obviously, for the Panthers. They got really hot in the second half. They went into the playoffs, perhaps as primed as anybody, ready to play that postseason hockey. And then they rolled, they rode that wave right onto the Stanley Cup final. This year, not that dissimilar with Tampa Bay. They got really hot right around Christmas and early January and rode that second half into what turned out to be a solid wild card spot. And now they're in against Florida. Do you think that there could be any potential similarities in the way that Florida kind of used that hot run and went on a playoff run? Like, should the Panthers be a little concerned that they might be facing what they did to teams last year?
Well, I think, for one, you go into a playoff matchup against a Tampa Bay Lightning team that has a lot of guys who've been to a Stanley Cup final, who've won Stanley Cups. In the case of a lot of these guys, won multiple Stanley Cups. No question, that's a really good opponent over on the other side. And it's a team that picked up steam as it went along. Everybody knows Andrei Vasilevsky, come playoff time, can certainly be an X factor. Now, this season, he had numbers that aren't up to the standard that he usually sets. And a big reason for that was, look, going back to last year's playoff series, the Tampa Bay lost to Toronto. Andrei Vasilevsky gave up 3.5 a game in that series. His save percentage was under .880, I believe, but he also wasn't 100% and ended up having surgery in the offseason, didn't have a training camp, didn't start his season with the Lightning until the end of November, and the Lightning pretty much rode him the rest of the way once he was healthy, cleared, and back into the lineup. Andrei Vasilevsky played some of his best hockey down the stretch. The month of March was his best month. That month included that superhuman performance at Amerant Bank Arena that we saw him put on. The Panthers outshot the Lightning, I think, 50-16 in that game, and the Panthers weren't able to get the two 2 points. So one of those nights where you do everything that you need to do to win a hockey game, but you just don't get the win because the opposing goalie steals it. They're certainly a capable team, no question about it. A team that's got the know-how. They've got the championship pedigree. They've got the coach. They've got the goalie, although the goalie, like I said, hasn't necessarily been himself completely this season. But you certainly have to be leery of him and knowing that the ability for him to turn it on at a second's notice is there. But I think it's all part of a bigger thing, guys. I think you look at it in the National Hockey League now, there's no such thing as an easy first-round matchup. It just doesn't exist. And you guys and I, we've talked about it in the press box before, but once upon a time, 16 out of 21 teams made the playoffs in the National Hockey League. Now 16 out of 32 make the playoffs in the NHL. You can't fake your way into the Stanley Cup playoffs. And once you get there, everybody who's got a seat at the table is more than capable of winning series and potentially getting all the way to the end. And heck, you look at it a lot of times, there are multiple teams on the outside looking in who are probably talented enough to win a playoff series or two, and they just don't get in because, again, only 16 out of 32 are able to make the playoffs in the NHL. It is difficult to get there. So once you get there, it all resets to zero come game 83, and everybody is capable of winning. But that being said, the Panthers, if they can get things going their way, we saw it during the regular season series. I know you take regular season series with a grain of salt this time of the year once you go into the playoffs. But the Panthers, with their speed at times, can overwhelm the Tampa Bay Lightning if the game stays at 5-on-5. I think that's going to be another key. You like the Panthers' chances if this series can stay at 5-on-5 for long stretches. And I think the Panthers are just a deeper team here at this stage, but we'll see how things play out.
You brought up the 5-on-5 issue. You brought up that this leads into special teams, which I think is going to be a key matchup because the Panthers led the league in penalty minutes. They led, and they were second in the league in power play opportunities for their opponents. And the Lightning, I mean, they had the best power play in the league, I mean, plain and simple. But the Panthers are no slouch on their power play either. I mean, they're sixth in the league, they're eighth in the league on the power play. Their penalty kill is sixth in the league. So it's going to be a major league matchup once people start going to the penalty box. And it will happen because there's probably going to be several misconducts in this series.
Well, I think that's the big thing. If in this series, as much as you can, if you're going to take a penalty, you probably want to try and take someone from the other side in there with you. So it's it's going to be that kind of series. I'm sure both teams are going to place a big emphasis on that going in. They both know what the other is capable of and in terms of the power play. And, you know, we've seen it firsthand, and we've seen firsthand what the Panthers can do with their power play. And I know I keep referencing it, but look at game 82 there against Toronto. I know the Panthers didn't score on the power play in that game, but they always say, if you don't score on the power play, you want to make sure you get some momentum off of that power play. And I felt like early in the second period, back on Tuesday night, the Leafs took a couple of unnecessary penalties in short order, back to back. The Panthers didn't score, but that allowed the Panthers to tilt the momentum in their favor, and we saw what they were able to do after that. So that shows when you've got a really dangerous power play, when they can use those power plays to their advantage, even if they're not scoring on those power play opportunities. It's no secret, both teams, and I think that's the other big thing with this series. There aren't secrets. These two teams are familiar with what the others do. There's no question about that. They've seen plenty of each other over the years. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be great for hockey down here in the state of Florida as well. And I know Sunday at 12:30 can't come around fast enough.
Mm-hmm. So, Doug, before we let you go, tomorrow, we're recording this on Friday. Tomorrow, the playoffs start. I know that we are all extremely excited because we are avid hockey fans, and hockey playoffs are the best playoffs that there are. Outside of Panthers Lightning, are there any series from the opening round that you're really excited to see how they play out?
Well, I know it maybe sounds cliche at this point in time, but the Leafs and Bruins, for one, the winner of this Panthers Lightning series is going to be the team that is going to be playing the winner of the Leafs and Bruins. But I think there are a lot of reasons to be intrigued in that series. Those are two teams, and I think you could say the same with just about every team in the field. If you go down in round one, there'll be disappointment. But those two teams, there's legitimate pressure on both sides with the Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Going to be interesting to see how that one plays out. If I have to pick one, over in the West, there's intrigue to every single one of these. But yeah, Dallas, Vegas, that was the Western Conference Final last year. Going to be, and you've got the defending Cup champion in there. Jake Ottinger seems to be getting stronger as the season's gone along. That was, you know, with the Dallas Stars, that was what was interesting, was the fact that, you know, they were playing so well, and it was their franchise goaltender who maybe had the bumps in the road and the ups and downs throughout the year, but it seems like he is rounding into form now. But again, there's you said it, the Stanley Cup playoffs are always so interesting. Every matchup has storylines. Going to be interesting to see, you know, this version of the Carolina Hurricanes. That's a great roster that Don Waddell has assembled with some big swings at the deadline, and they were playing well down the stretch. We'll see how they look against an Islanders team that, you know, they had that playoff spot, and then they saw that playoff spot get pulled away, and then they had enough time to go and get the playoff spot back down the stretch. And now they're playing some of their best hockey of the year and defending well and doing what you would expect a Patrick Waugh team to do down the stretch. There's intrigue in every single one of these playoff series, and it just, like I said, can't wait for it to all get going again Saturday with the start of the playoffs around the league, and Sunday with the start of Panthers Lightning.
Doug Plagans is going to be calling Florida Panthers hockey on the radio the entire playoffs, and it's going to be a fun listen. This is going to be a fun playoffs. I appreciate you joining us, Doug.
Thanks so much, guys.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.